The UTEP Graphic Design Student Exhibition, called Yards of Time, will be on display at the Glass Gallery at the Fox Fine Arts Building on the UTEP campus. The opening reception happens on Thursday, December 5th at 6 p.m., and the show will be up through December 13th. Here to tell us about it is graphic designer Dina Mustin. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Thank you for having me.
So this whole time, Dina, I'm like, you're already a designer. I know you as an artist in our world.
Right.
And come to realize you're doing it, but with the piece of paper this time around.
Well, I don't think people even know that I've moved back here from San Francisco because I just came back and hit school hard. And my whole goal was to just get the degree. And that's all I was going to do. So I eat, sleep, drink, school all day, every day. I don't know what's going on outside the confines of UTEP. So I don't blame you. I've kind of disappeared. But yeah, so I have been a graphic designer previously.
Yeah.
Mostly freelance stuff. And I decided to come back to school, finish my degree. I did start and stop several times.
I know, you know, but everybody has their own journey, so whatever.
Right. So now that's coming to a close, and I'll be graduating along with the rest of my classmates in a few weeks. So,
and it's culminating in this show.
It is, yeah. So what we're doing, this happens every year, of course, every time there's a graduating class.
Yeah.
And this year we decided to call it Yards of Time, as you said before. That was actually a joke. Our professor, Clive Cochran, loves to say this to us when we have absolutely no time to work on stuff.
Uh-huh.
And we're freaking out and we're stressing. And he's like, oh, we've got yards of time. So when we were trying to think of a theme for our exhibition, I jokingly suggested we call it Yards of Time.
Yeah.
Oh, wouldn't it be funny if we called it?
And so, here you are.
Right. I'm totally joking. And everybody in class is like, that would be great. We should totally call it that. So that's what we're going with.
And how does Clive feel about it?
He loves it. It was an honor for him.
I'm sure.
That we are really paying homage to him in that respect. So
tell us about your work and your classmates' work. I know as you go through a program, you get tight and you are able to identify each other's styles.
Definitely.
You know, you kind of know who did what without even knowing their name.
Right. That's where we're at now. And there's some really, really talented kids in that class that I'm afraid to go out into the working world now because I'm going to be competing against these guys.
You're going to be fine. I mean, I think everybody freaks out about that. But at the end of the day, like,
no, what I'm saying is they are very talented. And what I really like seeing is people who appreciate the analog qualities of art. So, you know, painters, people who like to draw, people who like to put pencil or pen to paper and then digitize later.
I think that's so great.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the most original form of graphic design.
I really appreciate that because I'm not technically savvy. I mean, I can get on a computer and throw some things together, but I prefer those analog sensibilities. So it's really nice to see a really great painter in class can also do these or implement that work into graphic design. I think it's really cool to see.
So what about you? I mean, do you find yourself doing a lot of that kind of hand illustration?
Definitely more so than being on a computer. All of my ideas really start on the paper.
Mm-hmm.
And bringing that to, I guess, to fruition in a computer, that's really the goal I came here to do because I wasn't very adept in that. I felt overwhelmed by
the technology, maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so now, I mean, it's such a change within my first semester, I'd say.
Because you have to adapt.
Right. And so after that, I think my skills were just, they improved
so
rapidly.
So really, you gained another medium is what happened.
For sure.
You're a super creative person. It's not just graphic design.
Thank you.
I mean, I've seen you make stuff forever.
Right.
And it's like multifaceted. So I think about somebody like you and it's like, well, how do you focus it? Because I know that's got to be hard too when you have this creative ability. Like, how do you say, okay, I'm going to do this?
Right.
I don't know how you do that. Have you mastered that yet?
I don't really know either. It just kind of happens, you know. You kind of make do with the things you have around you, what your resources are. I'm definitely not independently wealthy by any means. So whatever I can make with the things I have available is what I do. And the goal is to kind of make that look really high-end or expensive or really technically complicated or whatever, but that's just my my approach to that, I guess.
It's neat to see. So, I mean, you're getting the graphic design degree. Is that what you're going to go out into the world and do, or have you thought about
actually,
that?
Coming back to school has kind of opened up other avenues for me.
Yeah.
So, for instance, I took sculpture as part of my degree plan, and I fell in love with welding. Which
that sounds like so much fun, though.
I thought I was going to hate sculpture. I thought it would be way too hard for me to accomplish.
Think that way,
like,
yeah.
Way outside my wheelhouse. But, yeah, once I got my hands on the...
You're like, I'm in.
Yeah. It was a lot of fun. So I'm actually considering maybe a career in that.
That's awesome.
Metals was great, too, for the same reason. It's basically small-scale sculpture.
Yeah.
That was really interesting. Very incredibly challenging. Well, every class I've taken has been challenging.
Was there something that you're like, oh, I got this. And then you get in there and it's like, oh, wait a second. Maybe I don't got
no,
this.
No. And I think that's a good place to be when you yeah. think you're not going to make it or yeah. you're doubtful of your skills, because you always surprise yourself at the end and you yeah. feel really accomplished when you actually make it happen. Not everything I did was accomplished. For instance, in ceramics, that was pretty difficult. Throwing is very, very hard.
It's not easy.
They make it look super easy on Ghost, but it's not how it goes down at all.
Right. No. So. There's like all these layers, and then you end up with all these lopsided pots.
Yeah.
They're your babies though, right?
That was mostly my work. Yeah. But it's great to know the technique yeah. and to see things from another angle.
And to know what goes into it, because then
yeah.
I bet you no longer look at a pot and be like, oh, well, whatever. It's
right.
just a pot. It's,
exactly.
It's
exactly.
Not.
You totally have a brand new appreciation for every method of art that there is. It's really great. But that's what I'm most grateful for, is having that technical background.
Yeah, to be able to do it. The other thing that we learn, or we hear a lot from young artists that are graduating, is that they're missing that hustle part of it. Like, you got to sell your work, and there's nothing
yeah.
wrong with that.
Oh, yeah. It's really hard to be enterprising, even for me, because I kind of did things backwards where yeah. I went out into the industry first and came back for my degree. For me, it's not second nature to be enterprising in that.
It's
that
hard.
Yeah.
That's the hardest part of the job, but it's the part of the job that you need in order
to survive.
to make a living at it.
Right. But, you know, we do have professors that will let us know what their struggles with that were and how they figured it out, because you really don't get that kind of education in school. You kind of have to
figure it out in
right,
life.
Right. You have to sink or swim once you're out there. So it's been good. It's been good.
How many folks are going to be showing during Yards of Time?
We have 18 students, including myself. So we're displaying work from, I think, 2015 to now. Some students started a little earlier than 4 years ago. So we're trying to display everything. Well, the best of
right.
work from those years.
And how do you guys do that? Because, I mean, you're a big group, but how do you figure out, okay, this is what I want to share? And then how do you fit it all in there? Because the gallery's not that big.
Right. Yeah, we're pretty cramped, actually. I guess we just kind of have to self-edit whatever we got really good grades on or was really well-received by our professors. That's usually what we'll include. Usually work that we want to continue to do once we graduate.
Mm-hmm.
That's something we would display. So we have things like posters, packaging, identity, branding, all of that. And it's really great. I think we're going to have a lot of really great stuff to look at.
Anything you want to say to folks that would want to come see your show? And then I'll elaborate then to your classmates. I mean, this is it. This is your
right.
Our last hurrah.
Exactly.
Going through the process of being a student, it's like an emotional roller coaster, right?
For sure.
And
yeah.
like over and over and over and over and over and over and over again.
Right, right.
And then one day it just stops and you think you're like, yes.
Yeah.
But then you're like, you miss the feeling.
Well, that's what I've been considering lately, because I've hit school so hard that
yeah.
I'm here all day, every day. And to not have that same, I guess, schedule is going to be very weird. So I'm like, how am I going to fill the time when I'm out of here? It's going to be weird not being in the studio until 2 a.m. or, you know,
yeah,
doing homework to actually have free time to go see shows like I used to. That's going to be
like,
strange.
What?
You're
going
to see
like,
my family again.
What are you going to do with all this time you've gained?
I don't know. But hopefully I'll be gainfully employed by then and that'll take up my time. But yeah, it's an exciting time. It took a long time, especially for me, but it's here and we're all very excited.
it's exciting and it's always really, really cool. Like you want to see where everybody ends up because it is phenomenal where everyone ends up.
That's true. I've heard about previous students who graduated just this spring who are working in New York for really great design firms. So the possibilities really are endless. I mean, you could pursue graphic design or you can go and be a welder.
Right? You're like, so you're considering welding, huh?
It's been on my mind lately. It's a lot of fun.
Tell us about the show, because I know you've got the opening reception, but for the most part, we can go into the building during regular hours, right?
Right. It should be up. I'm not sure when it will be up exactly after the 5th.
Yeah.
But as far as the reception goes, it's Thursday, December 5th at 6 p.m. And I've actually never been to an opening reception because it's just, I hear it's so nuts.
It is.
A huge, huge reception. There's a lot of people from the industry, a lot of people's families, of course. And as you know, here in El Paso, our families are huge. So it's.
And they all like to show up.
Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I hear it's a lot of people, but I prefer to go after the reception. So there's that option too, where you can actually see all of the artwork and take your time with it and appreciate it from that standpoint.
So maybe enjoy the party, but then come back and really digest what's happening.
That's probably a good idea.
All right. There you have it. The UTEP Graphic Design Student Exhibition is called Yards of Time in honor of Clyde. That's so cool.
You think so, too. I'm happy about that.
That's pretty cool. It's going to open on Thursday, December 5th at 6 p.m. And it looks like it's going to be up through December 13th. And it's at the Glass Gallery here in the Fox Fine Arts Building on the UTEP campus. Today, my guest has been graphic designer, artist, a little bit of everything, possibly welder.
Who knows?
Dina Mustin, thank you for coming to State of the Arts.
Thanks again for having me.